Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Can you sit down? All right, yeah. All right, yeah. So, people that know me, we come from California every year for this great, amazing conference. So, you know, there's not all crazy people down in South Cal, so you guys know. All right. So, it's kind of crazy, because Mama Linda, she asked me to speak, and I was shocked, and I didn't know what to do, because, you know, at that certain time during the school year, I didn't hear the Holy Spirit. It was like, his voice was a little hard to hear for me. So I didn't know how I was gonna be able to speak and who, like, what message was, like, how is God to use me? But yeah, my flesh was resisting this, but God prepared me for it. During this time where I was running for my class council president and actually won, able to give speeches to all the people at my school, which was great. And I didn't know at that time why, but now I know. Prepare for this. But anyways, yeah, I cannot believe, like, the power of God and how he's used me, because if you just put your faith into him, he can use anyone, and using me. And, you know, it just says a lot, because my generation, you know, a lot of people looked at it as, like, we're doomed because, you know, all the things that are happening, it's terrible. But hopefully I could be a good example. Yeah. Anyways. So these are the things I heard from God during this week. Actually, I prepared this whole thing during this week. So the Holy Spirit, this is the most he's ever speak to me. So he's, yeah. All right. So he said, so this is going to be bold for all the people in my generation, but he said, we're lukewarm and lazy. And we are in the middle of a line of being all for Jesus or just to keep sinning. And it's, you know, I've even experienced this before. It's very hard. And, you know, our flesh is tempting us every day. So I encourage us all, guys, to really put everything into Jesus. Yeah. So I don't know why, but there's this thought, this, that every person, like, they're calling, and that is on the surface, that no one really sees people's callings, you know, as Christians sometimes. And sometimes we don't know our callings. And this, like, two words just came to mind, and it was like the grand awakening of and revival of people getting ready to come, the coming for Jesus, that will bring kids, young adults of all ages to transform into prayer warriors, evangelists, preachers, and servants. This fiery awakening that will shake and shift the people in the church. I heard trailblazing fire starters, and that will make up the church a regular thing. It will not be just religion from anywhere. And then this image came to my mind from Acts, from the early days, the tongues of fire coming, falling the Holy Spirit, you know, the Spirit falling on everyone at Pentecost. And, you know, the verse Acts 2:2-4, Acts chapter 2. Verses 2-4. So suddenly a sound of like a blowing of violent wind came down from heaven where they were sitting, and they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. This is what God told me that it was going to happen. And this grand awakening that people will be speaking, you know, different languages. People will be speaking tongues. People will be being saved and being the fire of the Holy Spirit within them, you know. The Holy Spirit is going to move the people that want to serve. We will see wonders, miracles coming this age, and saving and changing of lives. This rapid growth of believers that the country and the government and the world will not know to do, as this disrupts a layer of like lukewarm soot. This is another image that came to mind. It was a water cup of the church that has been sitting untouched for years, being covered layer by layer by bacteria, dust, and soot, and layer of these waters. I was seeing as these layers started disappearing and getting removed off the water cup of this church, the changes of the water made it clean enough to drink. This picture is supposed to represent the church going through the stage of purification. It's being cleaned out, where the Holy Spirit will dwell in this generation right now. Yeah. Yeah, this brings me to the fact that when God has a plan or a goal, it's going to happen either way, which proves why I'm sitting here right now speaking to all of you. Yeah. So this is one of the bigger things, though, for all of my generation, everyone out here, is that we need to let go of all of the distractions of social media, entertainment, work, sports, etc., but really put God first and walk out our callings, as we are fire starters in the fire of this new great commission. So then the verse Matthew 28:18-20 came to my mind. I was like, what? It says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Guys, we are going to be this new great commission. Come on. We'll set people free. Ooh. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Hot. Right. But he also highlighted this to me, that some of us in this room may not want to be a part of this great commission. And you may believe that you're not good enough or sin too much and cannot do it. But you know that's not true, because Jesus already died on the cross for your sins. So do not sit on what you may have done in the past. But because God's focused on the person you're going to be in the future, and you're going to be now. Yeah, he does not care about what you're doing right now. He just wants you to serve him at the best you can while living out your calling and your purpose, right? If you do not know your calling, though, you should pray to God and ask your calling. He will reveal it to you. So do not shy away from this new great commission. Whew. While studying Acts with my family, Bible study we have every Monday now, then this last verse came to my mind. As well as in Acts. It was Acts 2:17. In the last days, God says that he will pour out the spirit of all the people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and the old men will dream dreams. Everyone in this room is going to do something big, and God's going to use you as you believe, have your faith to believe in it. We believers will see miracles and see the signs and wonders of God. For example, just like the image of the cup of the church, this shows we are literally living out this verse, the last days, because there's the shaking up and shifting and sifting of the ground beneath us in the church, the awakening. And yeah, and then that we're getting closer that Jesus is returning, and that God wants to use all of us for this plan to bring revival, and all the people in the world know who Jesus is. So do not doubt and do not be idle. Let God use your body as a vessel for the new great commission.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.